Hello, I'm Jodie.
Hi, 大家好，我是杨晨。
And welcome to American Cafe.
欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。Jody, 今天这个音乐我怎么觉得这么熟悉啊?
Today, I thought we would introduce Margaret Peng, the Chinese-American woman who we met, who does something quite uncommon. She's a drummer in a Scottish pipe band. Yang Chen, how cool is that?
你说的没错，我对她印象特别的深。这个女孩呢叫 Margaret Peng, 她是一位华裔，是华盛顿苏格兰风笛乐队的队员之一。我想在这种乐队里，中国人可是不多见啊。Margaret Peng 作为一个华裔女孩，她是怎么迷上了这种音乐的呢？我们来听听她是怎么说的。
I'm a tenor drummer in the pipe band, and I started playing when I was in high school. I had a friend who was in the bagpipe band in high school, and that's what she played. And she says, "Come on, join it with me, join it." And so I did it. I didn't think I would keep doing it, but I am.
How many years now?
In this band, I've been in for 12 years.
Margaret 刚才说啊，她是在高中就加入了乐队，一直到现在，她已经练了12年了，很长的时间。
12 years? Wow.
你可以想象吗？他加入乐队的原因啊，其实很简单。他说他当时有一个朋友在乐队里是吹这个 bagpipe 的，就问他要不要参加，他说好啊，就这么参加了，非常简单。
That's simple. She was in high school and a friend told her to come join the band.
没错没错，他呢在乐队里呢是鼓手。
Yang Chen, I was so impressed when we saw Margaret Peng twirling her mallets in the air. It's like she was dancing. Really beautiful. But she explained to me that mallets are actually the sticks that you use to bang the drum.
对，这个 mallet 呢，就是敲鼓用的鼓槌，或者叫小音锤。当时啊，你如果能看到这个 Margaret Peng 在那挥舞的这个小音锤啊，她的姿势非常非常优美，简直就像在跳舞一样。
Oh, the music of the Scottish pipe band is so bizarre, isn't it?
Bizarre?
You know, 奇怪。
奇怪，我想可能这里说奇特更合适吧。
哦，不是奇怪的意思。
Bizarre 当然有奇怪的意思，不过我觉得用在这里说它是奇特更合适一些，因为这个音乐还是很好听的。
I don't think anything sounds quite like the music of Scotland, and especially the bagpipes. While the drums are very familiar, Yang Chen, to many cultures, I don't think the bagpipes are.
It takes a lot of time. It's very difficult. There's a bag that you inflate with a blowpipe in your mouth, and you inflate the bag. Every time you blow, then you squeeze after you finish blowing, and you have to keep the pressure constant so that the drones sound, and then you have to play, and then you have to walk. So there's a lot of things going on at the same time.
说起来这种乐器的中文名字里面有个笛，风笛。其实呢，它和这个中国的笛子呀，或者是这种西洋的长笛相比呢，它要大得多，而且看上去很重啊。
嗯。They have to carry all their instruments as they're marching.
Margaret 刚才她提到吹奏这个风笛有一种叫 drone sound。我想我们如果让听众更好地了解这种声音到底是什么，还最好还是让他们听一段这个音乐。
But of course, that's the best way. Let's play a droning bagpipe. I mean, picture this, Yang Chen. A group of musicians, men and women, dressed in the same very formal Scottish costume with a kilt, you know, a skirt,and carrying their instruments as they parade around.
你可以想象一下，就是一个人带着自豪感，昂首阔步的前进。我还记得当时那个 Margaret Peng 给我印象好深啊，她很威风，对不对？
Exactly.
苏格兰男子身上穿的这种花格裙呢，可以说是苏格兰特有的一种服饰。那么这种裙子正确的说法应该叫 kilt， 而不是 skirt。
You're right, Yang Chen. The word is kilt. K-I-L-T.I think Margaret gave a good explanation of the origin of Scottish pipe band music.
And bagpipes are the traditional Scottish instrument used in times of war to help signal whether they were going to retreat or whether they were going to attack.
原来在古代的苏格兰，人们用吹奏 bagpipe 来向这个军队发出信号，告诉他们是应该进攻呢，还是应该撤退。那么最后呢，我们请大家来欣赏一段传统的苏格兰音乐。Jody, 你知道吗？这段音乐还是我的一个朋友演奏的呢。
Oh, that's wonderful. And actually, that's the end of our show today. So thank you for stopping in to American Cafe.
再见。
See ya.